Welcome to another edition of the Wahoo Central Podcast, which comes to you each week from the McHugh Center at the University of Virginia. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com. My guest today is Kim Llewellyn, head coach of the ACC champion UVA women's golf team. Kim, thanks for popping over from U-Haul and congrats on the championship.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
For those who aren't familiar with the details, Virginia won its first ACC women's golf title Saturday in Greensboro, shooting a 54-hole score of 837. Duke, which came in as the favorite, right?
Yes, they did.
Was a distant second, 26 strokes back at 863. The Hoos finished 27 under par, and their score was the lowest in the 27-year history of the tournament. So the obvious question is, did you see that coming?
Did I see that coming? I saw the potential for that coming.
A one-sided victory.
No, I would say a victory. I did see the victory coming. Did I see 27 under on that golf course? No, to be honest, I didn't. That's by far the lowest scores that have ever been shot there, and apparently in the history of the tournament. It's a challenging golf course, and to get, I think we ended up having 68 birdies, and to have that many birdies on that particular golf course is just phenomenal. And to see that and to see the birdies that were coming down at the end of the stretch when, yes, maybe it wasn't as nerve-wracking because we were so ahead, but them just not even letting up, just to keep going, was just incredible to watch.
How often have your teams shot their best round the final, you know, the third round been the final?
Right.
That doesn't always happen.
No,
does
it doesn't always happen. And, you know, it was every one of the players on the team have the ability to shoot low, and that's been shown throughout the year. Like, we'll have one player that'll win an event, then the next, somebody else will, you know, win or come top five the next event. So it's, they've been there, but to all do it the same week at the same day was just the right timing for it all.
None of your golfers shot a round worse than 73 during the whole tournament. Four of the five finished in the top seven. And as you mentioned, that's kind of what you're always shooting for as a coach, isn't it? And it's very elusive in any sport to have everyone perform his or her best on the same day.
It always
seems like somebody's lagging behind.
Right. I mean, we had we actually had five number ones. I mean, you know, we really did have five players that fit the starting one position, and to have that, that's what makes champions, and that was really, really neat to see.
2 weeks earlier at another course in Greensboro, your team won the Bryan National College Tournament. How much momentum did the team take from winning that into ACCs?
Right. They took a lot of momentum. It was interesting. We ended up having to have a playoff for that event against Wake Forest in order to win that. The playoff, I almost think the playoff is what sparked their confidence. You know, we went head to head against Wake, and the young ladies, they performing under the pressure of the sudden death playoff. You know, they were saying I could feel my heart in my chest. I mean, they say, you know, the intensity of that, and then they performed very well. They hit their best golf shots of the tournament in that sudden death playoff. So I think, for them to see that and witness what they did really led to a lot of momentum into going into the ACC championship.
As you mentioned, golf tournaments, especially the final rounds, can be unbearably tense, nerve-wracking, suspenseful. This was not one of those. Was there a point Saturday before it ended when you were able to relax a little bit and kind of savor what was happening? Or do you stay locked in until the final hole?
You do stay locked in. You know, we've been in similar situations in the past, and you'll have some type of a fluke, like a scorecard that's signed incorrectly, or, you know, and then you end up, you know, you just never know what can happen until that last scorecard is counted, until it's finalized and all the signatures are put on the card. So, yes, I was much more relaxed coming into the back nine of the tournament. But until they actually handed us the trophy, I think I was still on pins and needles.
What did the other coaches say to you from the other teams?
They were all very We have such a good group of coaches and good group of teams, and they knew that this was the first time Virginia had won it. This was the first time a non-North Carolina school, North Carolina had won the event. So they all knew that history was being made, and they were very generous, came up to all of us, and were just really good sportsmen with all of what was going on.
Your roster has only one senior, Brianna Mao, who lost in a playoff for medalist honors at the ACC tournament.
Right.
Coming into the year, did you think you were like the proverbial year away from competing for championships, or did you have these kind of expectations?
I knew that this team is something special. It was interesting. I actually had a conversation with somebody a few years ago, and they said, "What year do you think is your most, the year that you could feel like you could do the best with who you have and coming in, what you have?" And I actually did say this year. Not that that doesn't take anything away from previous years or folks that I've had, but the current team I have is a little bit stacked. There are a lot of number ones on that team. And, it helped with, to be honest, as well as an additional of, we had a transfer that came in, and she's been a big part of our success. Not only that, we've had our first year, Liberty Anderson, has just her scores are getting a lot better at the right time.
Right.
So her experience is coming at the right time. So, and then continuing to have the young players that have been here with Brianna Mao, Lauren Diaggi, and Lauren Coughlin, who have all played very, very well for us. All five of these young ladies can produce a championship team and perform very well. So this is a phenomenal team. If we can keep everyone healthy, then I think we look real good for the next two events.
One of your former players at Virginia is now your assistant coach. What's it been like working with Callie Nielsen after coaching her?
Right. She is a phenomenal addition to our team. She was the first class that I coached here. She was actually the first young lady that I met here that I was going to be coaching. And we had a very good relationship when she was here. She was a three-time All-American, phenomenal player. There have been times where she's had to step in as a coach when my former assistant coach had family obligations, and we always performed very, very well when she was in that position. The two Final Fours that we had, she was either a participant or coaching to help me with that. So, I knew that she had the ability to come in and make an immediate impact, and she has done that. So it's been really fun to have her by my side and to watch her coach these young ladies.
Is it true that Callie will be getting a dog or has gotten a dog?
This is a great story.
In honor of the ACC championship?
Yes. She's moved here. Her home is Nashville, Tennessee. She came here, and now Charlottesville is her home. And she was talking about a dog in the fall, and she said, "Well, I want to get one, but I'm not going to get one unless we win an ACC championship." And so that's been the goal. And the funny thing is we had two holes to play. And the two folks, young ladies that I was walking with at the tournament, they said, "We think we might have this coach. That means we're going to get TJ. TJ is the name of the dog.
So the dog's
Thomas Jefferson
been named. Yes.
is for Thomas Jefferson, and apparently it's a Cavapoo, which is a Cavalier King Charles mixed with a poodle. So we've got Virginia all over the place with this dog, and the young ladies are thrilled about it. And I think Callie, she's been really wanting this dog, and this is going to be a real special treat."
You mentioned Liberty Anderson. She had a fantastic junior career growing up in Chesterfield County, but the ACC tournament was the first time she's really put it all together as a college golfer, wasn't it?
Yes.
What do you see her potential now that she's kind of gotten over that hump?
Liberty is a gamer, and she's the type that I think a little bit something has to be on the line, and she can turn it up a notch. And so she's almost, you know, a closer, that type mm-hmm. of player. And so I think that with the ACC Championship, Regionals, and Nationals, this is, you know, why she likes to compete. This is what she likes to play for. And so I could see her being a real big asset throughout the end of the year. You know, she's, like you said, great junior record, hits the ball forever, and has also got a great short game. Brings a lot to the table, and I think she's bringing it at the right time.
Another one of your starters is Elizabeth Zokel, who transferred here from Northwestern. Uh-huh. What has she added to the program?
Consistency. She has come in and has been a phenomenal player for us right at the get-go. She's had, I think, two top fives for us in a strong field uh-huh. when she's been competing. And not only that, she's always brings us a consistent score. She's consistently a good player, very hard worker, good student. So just a great example of a student athlete. And she's done very well for us and, you know, has been an addition that that I think we really needed in order to just take us a little bit to that next level for these championships.
Your other starters in Greensboro were Lauren Diaz-Yee and Lauren Coughlin, and they tied each other for fourth at uh-huh. 210. I've actually written about each of them during their UVA career, and when I interviewed you for the articles, you said each of them was more comfortable at that time with match play uh-huh. than stroke play.
Right, right, right.
Clearly, they've gotten better at stroke play or more comfortable?
Yes. I think that both of them, Laura Diaz-Yee's, her scoring averages dropped significantly since
her first
year.
She's got the best
year
on the team, right?
Right,
she
right, right,
team.
Uh-huh. I see her, if everything goes well, of being an All-American this year. Her scoring averages dropped significantly. Her game overall has just become consistently better. You know, a lot of times a match play player, they might go along and then they might just have one big number that keeps them out of the stroke play medalist type category. Well, she's eliminated all that now, and she's always been a good player, and I think it's minimized some of the damage of the holes that could have cost her in match play, in medal play, and I think that's what we're seeing now from her. Lauren Coughlin is a gamer, so she's going to compete with you whether it's jacks or cards or golf. So, you know, in a match play situation, that's she loves that competition head-to-head, and I think she's, you know, really realizing, too, that you know, the medal play is what gets you your rankings, which gets you to some of the honors that she would like to have, if not this year, but, you know, looking into next year for her final year.
You came to UVA in 2007 from East Carolina, and this was still very much a young program mm-hmm. when you arrived in Charlottesville. Had you followed the progress Jan Mann had made?
Mm-hmm, very
much
so.
She was the one who started the program uh-huh. and preceded you.
Yes. Jan Mann and I are very good friends. And so she, what she brought was immediately good recruits in. You know, the class that I had coming in, they were, when I first coached, she had brought those in. They were great players. Callie Nielsen was on that team, who's our coach now. So she had immediately brought some wonderful student athletes in and started a tradition here, just with verbiage and things of that nature. So, you know, I elaborated on that and brought in a few of my own things. But I'll tell you what Jan Mann did in starting the program, you know, I'm very thankful for, and she's a wonderful friend of mine, and I probably wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her recommendation. So,
Birdwood is the home course for both the UVA women's and men's teams. There's a facility upgrade coming out there. Can you kind of tell mm-hmm. listeners what that is and what that'll mean for the program?
Uh-huh, yes. We are now looking to build a building, and the building would be a hitting bays for inclement weather, but also would house some of our electronics, TrackMan, SAM Lab, that type thing. And it would also have much-needed locker rooms. Currently, we don't have any locker rooms. and club storage. We don't have any club storage either. So, you know, things of that nature, club storage, locker rooms, a conference room, and then the hitting bays for, again, to house some of the things that we have. And also when there is some, rough weather that we could get our good practice in. So that is in the process right now. I look forward to that, you know, being built, and then student athletes having that. But, you know, more importantly, and me and you were actually talking this a little bit before we went on air, and that is, you know, it's a place to house some of the trophies and our All-American plaques. Right. And so when these young ladies graduate, they can bring their kids and their families there to see what they've done and the history that they brought to Virginia. And right now we currently don't have that. And you know, that's such an important part of what I want for these student athletes to experience while they're here, but also when they graduate, so their families and their kids can see what their mom did and right. Or their spouse or whoever. So that's just, you know, a real exciting time in our program to be able to build this and to have that for our former and current student athletes.
And when is it scheduled to be ready?
Well, we're still in the fundraising process, but we're moving along quite well there. And if anybody's interested in listening to this, but yeah, we are currently in that process right now, but looking to break ground hopefully no later than next spring, I would hope.
Next up for your team is the NCAA regional, which begins May the 7th. Final exams start here a week from tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Is it a challenge keeping your golfers sharp athletically while they're dealing with all that academically?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that is a challenge. You know, every school, whether they're, you know, however, if their semesters or their quarterly or however they do their studies, there is a time within their season that is a challenge. Ours is during the regional time. I'm hoping that we have prepared well enough, and it looks like by the results that they had last week that they've prepared well. If we slow down for the next 10 days, you know, with our practice, it's going to be modified. It's going to be a little bit shorter, and it's going to be our workouts will still be there, but they're, again, going to be modified and a little bit shorter. I want to make sure that they are getting the study time they need, the grades they need. If they leave here, our last young lady will be taking her exam before we leave, which is nice. But if they leave here comfortable that they did well in their exams, they're going to go in with a high state of mind and be ready. And so that's the most important thing for me as a coach, is to make sure that they feel like they've done what they needed to do academically. And I think that we've practiced and prepared so much that modifying and tapering down a little bit will be fine for them.
As the ACC champion, Virginia gets the conference's automatic berth mm-hmm. in the NCAA championships. For those unfamiliar with the format of that, can you tell us how the NCAA tournament works, starting with the regionals? How many teams get in level?
They take off of Golfstat, and I want to say they take about the top 60 teams, and then they will divide up into four regions. We did get the automatic berth, which is absolutely wonderful. We would have gotten into NCAA play based off of our rankings either way. So we'll find out actually Monday coming up. It's on Golf Channel from 6 to 7. They will be announcing all of the sites of
where. So you'll find out
which region we'll go to. And so there's four regions across the country. Those teams will be divided up, and then they'll take the top six teams from each region. So then those 24 teams will meet at the NCAA site, which is down in Bradenton, Florida this year.
So and the ACC championship gets you in the regional, but you still have to
have to perform there to actually make the final championship, right, which is the final 24 teams.
All right. One final question that pertains to NCAAs. Your teams have done exceptionally well at the NCAA championships, mm-hmm. often finishing better than they were projected to do based on their ranking coming in. Virginia placed fourth in both 2011 and 12, and you've had four other top 15 finishes. Why have so many of your teams been able to peak at mm-hmm. the right time?
That's a great question. And, I get that asked a lot. And I wish I could put my finger on why. I think that, we do recruit a high-quality student-athlete. I think that they are done with exams by that time. I think they're focused on the NCAA champion to its fullest. I think that plays part in it. I think by then we've sort of figured out a little bit of a formula, too. We don't have, which is interesting in golf, we don't have really a preseason or a time to work on your right. game, or you're just working on your game. We're immediately in the fall competing, which does affect our rankings, however we finish, and then the spring, the same thing. So, I'm always trying to improve their game fall and spring, whether that may be an equipment change or a technique change. And sometimes there's a little bit of a dip in scores before mm-hmm. they get better with these changes. And a lot of teams can do that, in preseason, but we don't have that type of scheduling. So I think it a little bit as we figure that out by then. I'm not going to switch anybody's driver out by then, or I'm not going to be doing a huge technique change or this, that, or the other. By then we figured that out. And so I think by NCAAs, a lot of times we've sort of crossed our T's and dotted our I's, and we're ready to compete it with what we have instead of still in that figuring out stages.
Well, whatever you're doing, it's working. So good luck next month. Kim, thanks again for joining me on this podcast. Mm. Best of luck at the NCAAs, and congrats again on the ACC championship.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me. Go Hoos.
I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, remember to check VirginiaSports.com for updates on all 25 of our teams. And thanks for listening. Thank you.